Welcome to Minnesota Arts on the Road. I'm Glenn Brogan. This time around, we welcome Little Winter. Little Winter was formed in 2007 by three former Thief River Falls residents, brothers Chris and Ben Adamson and Ryan Weiss. They have since shared the stage with a number of seasoned acts, including the Wooden Sky and Johnson Family. Most of the band is currently based in Fargo, North Dakota, and have been playing gigs up and down the Northland, as well as writing and putting together songs for their upcoming album. Let's listen and learn about Little Winter on this edition of Minnesota Arts on the Road. The show was recorded at the Northland College Theater in Thief River Falls, Minnesota in March of 2012. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mark Johnson. I'm with the radio station here at the college, Pioneer 90.1. And thanks for coming out for the latest in our series of concerts featuring Minnesota artists. And today we've got not only Minnesota artists, but some Thief River Falls artists with us. Most of the folks up on the stage here are originally from Thief River. And this is a group called Little Winter. We've been playing some of their music on the station, and they fit in just perfectly with what we play. So I would like everybody to make them feel welcome today. It's Little Winter.
If you look into the sky, Thank you very much. As Mark said, we're Little Winter. We're proud to be here today to help support the station. And us out front here are from, we grew up here. This is our good friend CJ. He's from Detroit Lakes. And yeah, we're happy to be here today. Hope you guys have a good time. This next song is a newer one for us. It's called Long Way to California. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Glenn Brockett with Pioneer 90.1. And our guest today is a former resident of Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and a member of the group Little Winter, who in March of 2012 performed at the Northland Theater in Thief River Falls. To tell us more about Little Winter is founding member, vocalist, and guitarist Chris Adamson. Chris, welcome and thanks for taking the time to educate the listeners about Little Winter today.
Hey, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having us on your program.
Yeah, absolutely. And first off, can we get a little bit of your backstory pre-Little Winter? We'll get into all the Little Winter stuff here briefly, but let's find out a little bit about you, Chris Adamson.
Sure. Well, used to play a lot. I've played music played guitar since I was probably 12 or 13 years old, and my dad got me started on an old guitar of his and just kind of taught me a few chords, and it's something that I've been passionate about ever since. I haven't really quite been able to put it down, so... And then shortly after that point, earlier in high school, I started a kind of a punk rock band with some schoolmates, some good friends of mine called Ground Zero back then. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of where our interest took off and been in a few bands since, but haven't been able to stop playing music since I was around 12 or 13.
Oh, wow. Who were some of your influences musically as you were getting the hang of your instrument and actually starting to perform and then after that write?
Well, I probably wouldn't have admitted it when I was younger, but my parents have always kind of been music lovers and music fans. They're musicians too, but they've, growing up, we listened to a lot of Eagles, mm-hmm. and one of my favorites to this day is Don Williams. So a lot of country influences, but also, early rock like the Beatles and things like that, which wouldn't necessarily maybe hear it in the kind of music that we're doing now, but it kind of subconsciously, you can kind of hear different things. Like, it's funny how that works, but mm-hmm. Lately it seems like I can notice a lot of Eagles influence that I not necessarily was even thinking about at the time, but it just kind of comes out because you grow up listening to that kind of stuff, and it's just kind of natural how it happens.
This one's called Tentatively, Oh My Dear. Yeah, work in progress.
Thank you.
We have that song on a CD out there. If anybody's interested in taking a little winter home with them. On that CD, we did a split EP with our good friend Shane Mayland from he's from Fargo. He's a good friend of ours, and it's worth it for his songs that are on there. They're awesome. Forgiveness, and I don't like the man I've become, but I'll wear this crown till the end, and I'll take it with me when I go. I don't like the man I've become, but I'll wear this crown till the end, and I'll take you with me when I go. Yes, I'll take you with me when I go. Cause I've drug this sand with her through the hearts of the ones that I love. Someday I'll pay for my ways, cause God only knows what I've done.
Some of the more memorable gigs that you did play in those earlier bands?
Well, probably our favorite. We never strayed too far away from Thief River when we were playing, you know, other than maybe a few hour radius now and then. But we probably our favorites were playing at the music store in Thief River, Kezar Music, playing in the, Joe used to let us have basement shows there, and that was awesome. We used to love doing that.
Mm-hmm. And living in Thief River, you definitely knew about Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ. In fact, you know, my mind may be slipping, but I can remember a few years ago you were on one of the programs I did here on Pioneer 90.1 called The Music Jury. Oh, what great memories, man. The power of independent radio, huh?
Yeah, that was great. A couple times, I think, I remember getting to sit in on those. That was awesome.
Yeah, I think you were on the very first two editions of the program. It was quite a lot of fun doing those music juries. Well, it's been almost 10 years now looking back.
That's crazy. I'd love to hear those again.
You know, maybe we should bring back the show and, you know, critique a little winter track with a few of the old jurors, huh?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Let's talk about Little Winter. And could you give us a little bit of a backstory on how that group came together and who's in the band right now?
Probably started this group about 6 years ago. And it was my brother Ben and I, we've played music together for a long time. And we've played it from our first band till a couple bands after that, too. But anyway, him and I and our good friend Ryan Weiss, who's from Thief River, the three of us kind of just started. We were all into kind of acoustic, folky, mm-hmm. singer-songwriter kind of music, and we just kind of just started out with some ideas, and a lot of it was instrumental, and we kind of added, you know, words and lyrics to it later, but that's kind of how it started. And then we added my sister Callie later on, she joined us, and so right now it's still me and my brother Ben and sister Callie and then Ryan.
Don't quit.
Thank you very much. This one, this song is called Underlying Subtleties. It's a little bit slower. It's a bit of a love song. Thank you very much. Time to get Brother Ben on singing.
Okay.
So you guys having a good time so far? Thank you for sharing your afternoon with us and supporting Pioneer Radio. It's a great station. We live in Fargo, Moorhead area now. These guys are going to school, but I still listen to it at work online.
Well, last night when we were practicing, we were telling stories about different segments we'd heard and that kind of thing, too, from years ago. So,
there's nothing quite like it, around. So it's great. All right.
This is a song called Night Drive.
Take the long way.
Dynamic been like having you playing with your brother? You've been through all of those years.
Oh, it's been great. It's an excuse, another excuse to get together, and we're both passionate about music, and all of us siblings are too. So it's been really awesome to be able to just have an excuse to get together and hang out and play music.
How would you describe Little Winter's sound?
Well, definitely have some country influence and maybe some kind of folk sounding vibes in there too, maybe a little bit. And there's definitely some rock influence also. Got, a few of the songs are kind of different from each other too. So it's just kind of a mixture of all those coming out. A lot of the songs started out, from one of us had an idea, and then we kind of all build on it. So that's kind of a cool way to make them all sound a little different from each other too.
Mm-hmm. And I read on your website that Little Winter has been working on an album here. Can you give us the lowdown on that project and where it sits as of this conversation?
Well, we were hoping to have that done quite a while ago, but we've got all the songs ready. It's just finding the time to do it and getting us all together. We're kind of all, most of us are in the same area with Ben now. He lives in St. Paul, so it's hard to get him together with us. So it's, and we all work day jobs, so that's another thing too. We have a lot of busy stuff going on, but hopefully, I'm hoping for sure this year we should get it, get it out there for people to hear.
I've done that once before where I start out in the wrong rhythm and everybody gets confused when we come in. I'm sure you guys all noticed it. Sunday best, haunted for miles by memories and past regrets. Railroad ties, the soft glow of neon lights. Decorate the county line. On Sundays he prays for redemption to make
make peace with those that he's hurt. You can't run forever on borrowed time, but Lord knows it don't hurt to try.
Bit of a slow song. No, just kidding.
Didn't you hear anything I said before? When they're all slow, none of them are slow. Right? I guess I didn't say that before, but that's my thoughts are kind of formulating here between songs. This is another one that's on the Humble CD we have for sale out front, so
Well, three of the songs written right here in our hometown. So think of that if any of you are listening to them later. Ever condescend and leave you feeling blue? tried your best to make it through another dying afternoon. Do you prefer to spend these quiet nights in the company of one? Are you still searching for direction, dear, on this path you're walking on? As if your mockingbird won't sing, those capsules still don't help you speak. Well, I've been questioning my faith lately in terms of higher truth. Struggling internally with the thought of losing you. I hope you have someone to keep you warm when I am not around. I hope you find the strength to get back up if this one gets you down. If your mockingbird won't sing, those capsules still don't help you sleep. Your glassy eyes won't change a thing. Thank you very much.
While the album is being worked on and worked out, Little Winter has been out performing shows too. And what sort of gigs has the band been playing these days?
Well, we kind of similar to before. We don't stray too far from home just because we all have to be back for work usually the next day. But we play a lot in the Fargo area. There's a place called the Aquarium that's a lot of fun to play at, and that was the last place that we played. And there's some great coffee shops around here too, and we're playing this Thursday at the Hotel Donaldson downtown. that's kind of what we have coming up next.
Aside from the upcoming album, what can fans of Little Winter look forward to in the not-too-distant future? You mentioned some gigs coming up, but anything else as we get into 2013?
Another thing I should mention, too, we've been collaborating with a good friend of ours. His name's Shane Mayland, and he writes music, and a lot of times we accompany him on his, and vice versa. He accompanies us on our songs, too, and it's worked out really well, but he's... we're planning on recording, helping him out on some of his songs, too, so there'll hopefully be two albums coming out within the next year or so. For people that like our sound, you know, we'll be a part of what his project, too, so that'll be neat.
Oh, very, very cool. Now, where can listeners go to find out more and learn a little bit more about Little Winter?
Well, everything's kind of... we do have a website. It's just littlewinter.com, so everything... is kind of based off of there. You can listen to, we've got a couple of songs up right now that you can listen to. Otherwise, we're on Facebook. And then there's some video links to some YouTube videos also off the website.
So is there anything else that you would like to pass along to the listeners today before we part ways?
If you haven't listened to us before, we'd appreciate if you check us out, and like to say, you know, thanks to you, Glenn, for letting us be a part of the station and playing our music. And we had a great time that day when we played at the theater for that pledge drive. So it was awesome.
And we look forward to hearing more new Little Winter tracks here as we head into the early months of 2013.
Well, thanks for having us again.
We have one more song for you folks today. Thank you so much again for listening and spending your afternoon with us, part of your afternoon. Again, we're proud to be here, help support Pioneer 90.1.
FM.
FM?
Yes.
How about a round of applause for them and Northland College for putting this on?
Ow!
So this last song we're going to do is, it's called Fargo. It's kind of about wishing you were back in Thief River, kind of missing your hometown. So, Fargo's nice too, but there's always something nice about, you know, something special about your hometown. So that's kind of where we're gonna leave it. I didn't do it in the right key.
That was a good place to leave it.
Down this mountain, Now it's crumbling at our feet. And I've been scared for God knows how long. 'Cause I can't give you what you need. And maybe I'm the one to blame. But we both know hearts can change. There's a song inside my head, and it's driving me insane. It's been playing since the day we came to Fargo. Such a slow and sad refrain, all the verses sound the same. I swear it's cursed this godforsaken town we live in. Had was strong and true. And after all is said and done, and our days on earth are through, just know that you are never alone, because I will always love you. There's a song inside my head, and it's driving me insane. It's been playing since the day we came to Fargo. Such a slow and sad refrain, all the verses sound the same. I swear it's cursed this godforsaken town we live in. I swear it's cursed this godforsaken town we live in.
Thank you so much for listening to us. We're Little Winter. Thank you again, Northland College, Pioneer 90.1. They need your support, so please, please help support them. Thank you again.
This has been Minnesota Arts on the Road with our special guest, Little Winter, recorded live at the Northland College Theater in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Photos and audio from this show and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs can be found at radionorthland.org. Minnesota Arts on the Road is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Pioneer 90.1, I'm Glenn Broggett.